This past Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, ending the federal protection to abortions nationwide. Since then, more than a dozen states have banned or restricted the practice. Other states, meanwhile, have expanded access to abortion services by allowing other medical professionals to perform them, not just doctors. WHYY's Nicole Leonard spoke to health providers who want Pennsylvania to adopt this very approach.
Kara Pravdo is a women's health nurse practitioner, a type of advanced practice clinician who specializes in reproductive and sexual health care. She works in Philadelphia and typically sees patients for routine exams, contraceptive care, prenatal visits, and more. What Pravdo also really wants to do is provide abortion care, which involves some of the same medications and procedures that she uses to treat miscarriages. But Pennsylvania law only allows physicians to prescribe or perform these services for abortion.
I mean, I even think for patients to see that, like, I just did all of these parts of your care and I can't hand you this pill. I can't offer you this procedure. And there could be people who have had me do this procedure for miscarriage in the past, and it just looks absurd.
Pravdo and other nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and nurse midwives across the Commonwealth have been trying to change the state law for years. They say last year's Dobbs decision created even more urgency and interest to do so.
We are sometimes getting patients now from other states where it's more restrictive, so we could be a place where, you know, we can help people, but we could be a place where we could help a lot more people.
Proponents say expanding the abortion provider pool could open up access for patients, reduce wait times, and create new medical education opportunities. Studies show abortions done by advanced practice clinicians are just as safe and effective as when done by a physician. About 20 states across the country allow non-physician health workers to offer abortion care. New Jersey and Delaware are among them. The Delaware legislature passed new laws last year, around the time the landmark Roe v. Wade decision was reversed. The state now allows advanced practice clinicians to do early-term abortions.
We've already seen that we've been able to expand the number of medication abortions we've been able to offer. That has definitely increased access.
Kelly Nichols is a women's health nurse practitioner with Planned Parenthood of Delaware. Nichols actually lives in Philadelphia, but says she wouldn't want to practice there.
Because it would actually be limiting my scope of practice, which would be frustrating on many levels. Yeah, it's definitely not an incentive to want to, you know, look for a job where I live, since I would be able to do less.
Katrina Lipinski says it's a lost opportunity for Pennsylvania to retain and attract healthcare providers who could offer not just abortion care, but a whole range of reproductive services, especially in more rural areas of the state with healthcare deserts. Lipinski is a certified nurse midwife who practices in Berks County.
Imagine if we allowed midwives and nurse practitioners and physician assistants to provide abortion, and and that was a big enough draw, which I know it would be for some people in places where there aren't currently any available options, and they move to those places.
Advocates plan to support new bills in the Pennsylvania legislature later this year, even though they're unlikely to succeed with divided party control of the House and Senate. They also face opposition from anti-abortion groups and some physician associations that oppose any encroachment on their practice scope. But the aspiring abortion providers say they're in the fight for the long haul. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.